The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hi, and welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday. You want to get in touch with us? You can use Twitter. We're at IOB_NewsHour. You can hear all of our long-form business interviews on, well, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and also on Podbean. You know, we talk a lot about customers and customer service and well-trained employees. Yesterday, Bike World of West Des Moines held their annual Ladies Spring Social, where they showcased everything from bikes to accessories, a fashion show, and more. I sat for a moment to talk about customers and customer service and well-trained employees with owner Forrest Ridgway. He's been at this for decades, and his business continues to grow. So my first question was, how do you do this so well? How do you build those customer relationships?
Well, you know, I was talking to another business owner the other day, and we were discussing things, and I said, really, all businesses do the same thing. Whether you're a dentist, whether you're a plumber, whether you sell bicycles, whether you're an automobile dealer, no matter what business you are in, you're doing one thing, and that is you're trying to make people happy. That's our goal. And it's easier, I would say, to make people happy if you can become their friend and they can become your friend, because we care about our friends. And I think the most important thing, quite frankly, is that I need to care about you as a customer because you're my friend, and so I want to do everything I can within my power to make sure you have a great experience, that we get you taken care of in the way that you expect, and hopefully even better than you expect to be taken care of. And that's really the goal, is to make people happy.
That takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It's a simple theory, and it's very difficult in practice. And there's a lot of things in life truly that are that way, that you go, well, here, 2 and 2 is 4. And you go, no, 2 and 2's got to be 8. How are you going to make that work out? And so it is a simple theory that has challenges because, you know, people deal with, every person's different. They have different expectations, different needs, different desires. We deal with products. Products are imperfect, just like people are imperfect. And so, you know, you're working through that landmine of reality with the goal that you want to make sure this customer is taken care of the way you want to be taken care of.
How dependent is the staff experience? How dependent is education and a well-trained staff to that overall experience?
You know, I think that's one of the things that it's huge, to answer your question simply. And that's one of the things that we've worked really hard to do, is to keep staff for a long period of time. And if you have staff turnover, my wife and I were going through a fast food drive-through just a few hours ago, and it was not a great experience because fast food was the wrong word in front of food. It was not fast. It wasn't what you expect at a fast food drive-through restaurant. I just wanted to get something really quick to drink, and it just didn't work out really well. And so I think that the staffing is so important. We try to pay our people better than our competitors would, or better than a lot of other businesses would, to keep them for a long period of time. And we've been fortunate and blessed that we have great staff that have been with us for a long period of time. And people like that, because I can't, as the owner, be here and be in 3 locations at one point in time. And so it's important that somebody has a key connection with our stores, with a manager, a salesperson, a technician, that we want them to have the same experience month after month, year after year, hopefully decade after decade.
And of course, as a business person, you're very aware of the costs of turnover. And if you can retain employees for a long period of time, that mitigates those costs.
Well, as you know, Michael, it's really expensive to get new customers. So the last thing you want to do is lose a customer, so you have to go out and then create a new customer to sort of fill their space, if you will. So it's a lot cheaper for me, and it's better for my employees to get a job that they can turn into a career versus just, you know, a stepping stone job. And then it's a better experience for the consumer. And that's what it's all about, is a good experience for the consumer.
Thank you, Forrest.
Nice to see you again. Appreciate all that you do for the city. Thanks.
I next visited with Ben Gonnerman, who's a manufacturer's rep for a number of bike-related products, including Pearl Izumi. And I started our conversation by asking him, so what goes into creating these things that cyclists use and enjoy? What's the turnaround time when it comes to R&D?
Well, I think One of the big things is the research and development on the inside. For us to bring a piece at Perlizumi to market, it's got 3 years of testing and product wear testing that goes into it before it ever reaches the store shelves.
When we talk about the opportunity for people to be in bicycling, this business has exploded over the past 15 years. Right? Is it just here in the Des Moines Metro or all over the nation?
Well, we're very fortunate here in Central Iowa that we have the infrastructure to support this this industry, because it's not that way overall when we look at statistics across the U.S. So we have the infrastructure here in Des Moines that allows for cycling to be enjoyed by many, many different demographics.
So you also deal with some other products. What other products are you, lack of a better word, what other products are you hustling to bike shops across Central Iowa and beyond?
Ultimately, we're here to sell fun, and the products that we sell, we don't actually have any bicycles that we sell, but everything that's associated with bicycles. So Shimano, we sell the components that go on the bicycles. Perlizumi is the clothing for riding bicycles. Light and Motion is the lights for bicycles, and Yakima is how to get your bike from point A to point B.
Pretty exciting times. How long have you been in the bicycle business?
This will be my 22nd year, and started when I was not quite 15, and worked retail for 15 years, and then over 6 years now on the rep side.
And how many states or how many areas do you represent?
I represent Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and then I've got a retailer named Shields that works in a lot of the states out in the West as well. So I work with them in all their states as well, plus go to their corporate office in Fargo, North Dakota. So a lot of ground.
A lot of ground. Ben Gonerman, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Once again, that was from yesterday at Bike World in West Des Moines. A little inside business news for you. Great to be with Forrest and with Ben. When we come back, Ned Flynn is with us from Arion. If you're a small business owner and you need to capture more time, he's got an answer. That's next here on the Business News Hour.